yerinde temelini ben tehdit edip şöyle baba ben biraz geçsin yazın soğudu nasıl tadı. Vay için bir dolar. Dedim baba. Ne kurum ağrıdı ne o? Ne bir şey place sandı. Mountain you to go far out. You have to motor out far away somewhere and then get down and then go inside. Then you pine tree forest this and that. And then there's an opening and there are horses, you know. All medium-sized horses, some are nice tall ones, so each one must pick the horses. So I picked the best good-looking one, that would be rather energetic one, you know. And Mani and Meru took horses also, that were quiet horses. They would ask the person who knew about the horses there. So when we go in, Mani says, you're on the road now, we have to go. That was not Gulmang, that's the start. You go on horseback, because there was no... Car can't go up, carriages can't go up. Though nice broad road, but it was only meant for, it was a bridle path, and only horses. So there were always quiet horses. But so we're on the road now, going slowly. What is that? Mani said, Mera, never mind, one or two manliya with Baba, but never mind, don't look at them. But see, Baba, what Baba looks like on horseback. What do you believe Baba is so sweet? So I made brave to turn around. I said, Baba said, why did you turn around? You know, but I said, I must see Baba. What? Baba looks like a horse. What do you think? Baba had chosen the shortest horse. And his feet like this are put in the ground. If anything happens, any Baba can jump off. It was real fun. And then here, Baba looks so sweet, slowly, slowly, and small pony. And the pony was nice and, you know, hefty pony. And what is it? Chanji was on one pony also, he was also on a shop. And one more person, I forget who it was, must be Gustanji, I don't know who it was. And they all, the three of them were so funny. And here we were on tall horses and the people of the grooms must have thought this very strange. This small, quiet horses. The girls on the tall horses. Yeah. But then we reached Gulmarg, very different place in the valley, very big, broad valley with slope of mountains with the pine trees, this and that, and all, and then westerners, cottages, one here, one there, with garden, flowers, lovely flowers, and all that. And from there, then again, you have to climb up and climb up and climb up and up. Not on horseback. You have to leave the horses in the valley, then go by foot, because horses can go there, rocky places. At last, we went up and first it looks, mine is all forest, where are you going? And then when they came up, it was so beautiful. Flat, at the top of the mountains, flat space, huge flat space. And all like a lawn, green lawn, it was so beautiful. There was a little cottage, the Chinese cottage there, if people want to rest or something, but we didn't want to, we want to be out in the warm. It was very nice. It was just like this, a little bit sunny, sunshine, a little bit cloud passing away again, sunshine, it was very beautiful. Knapsack, you know, and then study too. We were a bit hungry by the time. So, with Baba on the little carpet, we all sat around to eat. And then, when we stood up, we saw the perpetual snow, far away, high peaks, you know. In those summertime, the snow was always there on these mountain tops. So, that's a good mark. Gul means flower, mark means pathway.
What time of year was that? What month do you remember?
Summertime, August. Has to be August. Then Baba told Adi was there, and Adi should come along with four more blankets, something. So Adi had to gather the blankets from here, and then he came with all the blankets. Then we were comfortable. We could sleep. It was very, very cold. One blanket was not enough. It was August, summertime, and there were lilies on the pond, and another pond, what do you call it? Lake, very, very beautiful. And the what do you call it? Make pathway, well, pathway. The whole thing was not, the whole thing was blue with water, but one part was all leather, so some would like to go through. So when we went that way, you know, in a little boat, there was a Western lady, you know, very young lady with a parasol and this, and she had fruit and flowers at her feet, and this Kashmiri person was doing a small skit, and she was so picturesque, you know, very lovely, with a, what do you call it, lilies, pink lilies, lovely, just a few, many together, and her boat going through slowly.
Wow.
And very, very pictures, and all the way to see pictures. Yeah.
We went there last time and it was beautiful.
That would be lovely, man.
We went back to Dormark.
Yeah.
I was reliving it when you were saying it.
Yeah. But Chandji was really fun, you know. Baba loved to have Chandji with me. Called me Baba, Muse Baba always. Say something funny, you know, Vichy. You going to stay for some time?
Yes, for a month.
One month?
A month. Good.
Yeah. Because once you go to England, then you have the England cold air, chilly, and all that. It's summertime there, isn't it?
Yes, it's summer. But yes.
July, then July, August. September, we go on like, even in August, I think so. It was cold, but it was very, very nice, pleasant. And we were in this nice hotel that is near the Buckingham Palace.
Was it the Rubens?
Yes. So whenever we motored out, besides, you know, where we had to it's go, always in front of the Buckingham Palace. When I think she went walking or what happened, I forget now. So they know the bodyguards in front of the palace, and they saw, how do you say? Just so
concentrated.
Concentrating. You must look this way, not this way. So this is the bodyguard. The one was here, one was there to change place. Anyway. He was very like this, he was straight at this. So money passed by. And so when money passed, so money quickly looked back. So this person was looking. Street to see Indian people of either what? Akhi and Nehru, they were there. So money is very important to me. This was Madame Tussauds, you know. So at the staircase there was a policeman, you know. So Mani put out a hand and took the policeman. Dija, for a minute, you've got Mani, don't touch him. But Dija, why not? No, you're not supposed to touch him. This doesn't mean Baba said, you know, Mani, also Baba kept her at the street, you know, for some time. Mani said, but this is the statue. Oh,
he got a love.
And this was very, very funny that way. But Mani was very naughty, she liked to pull Dilya's leg sometimes. Yeah. They're very beautiful, huh? All they've done, all Victoria's whole, in their whole family, they have all family, like Victoria, or just George, Victoria's then, see?
Yes.
And then her son and her his son and so on and so. Very beautiful. And each hair is put separately.
Oh, it's very carefully done.
Who does it? We don't know. Very first, Madame Tussauds in French, France made one statue from that day, and the idea, and they carried on. Churchill is there, Nehru also. I don't know. Yeah. The Prince of Wales, and King and Queen. Oh, I think so. All of them.
Oh, yes. They put everybody in.
And there's Napoleon. It's a pity. The English were a little bit mean. They poisoned Napoleon, you know that? Slow poison. Helen? Ireland, St. Helena. Very fine dust in the world. And that she's very young. Not tiring, you know. And tiring, she's
should be around someone.
Yeah. What things we have, you didn't think of, you know. But, you know, it's really wonderful how she, I don't know how she became Baba lover, that I don't know, through some Baba lover in Bombay, you know. And she had conviction, so much so that full conviction. One time what happened was her friends, her relatives, I don't know, I forget how the story was told me just yesterday, they were, one of the son born to them, well, the son was born to them, this family. And the child was, how old was the child? I forget now, a year old or something, you know. Lovely child, baby. But it got encephalitis for the son. But a child never can live. And I've seen cases also. And my own brother died like that. So what happened was this child had this, so they quickly phoned to her, that she at once went. The child was very seriously ill. Made a doctor, she went quickly, she didn't have, didn't think of anything, she just sat near the child, to the child's pulse, you know, held it. It was very weak, the pulse. But she had the pulse and what do you think? After seeing Baba's name, then she started to pray the Parvati God prayer. This doctor, yes, full faith in the prayer and Baba's words, that holy child in you. What do you call this pulse? She prayed Parvati God prayer, but not once. As soon as she finished the prayer, she would begin again. And how long do you think she did that? For 7 days. To sit there and say these prayers, it was not good. And what do you think? The child lived. It was the medical doctor who could not believe it. But it was actually a dying child, but a week, getting weaker, weaker. Then, on 7 days, she was revived and got well. And one miracle Baba did for her because she has full faith. So much you have to have. And for 7 days, yeah. So some Baba lovers are there now. Of course, we all love Baba, but yeah. But some get certain experiences here, like this. Great experiences. Kerala Janiki.
Yeah. I just heard that when she was in Delhi studying for medicine, she felt very lonely. She was up there all by herself. She left her family in Gujarat. I guess she's
Barsal.
And her brother-in-law had a friend who had to fly up to Delhi and delivering packages to her from her brother-in-law's friend was an air pilot. And he would fly to Delhi, and from Bombay to Delhi, I think, and her brother-in-law would send her packages from Bombay or from Gujarat, from somewhere. But he was a Baba lover. That Erich
Karadja.
And so Erich was the one that would be bringing
the packages. To him, I'm here, okay.
Right, because she was in Delhi studying, and then she would receive a package from her brother or some brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous.